here in the second hour this afternoon. We're happy to welcome back to the program an actor, screenwriter. You know him from his work as Jimmy Mattingly, lead singer of The Wonders in That Thing You Do. He's got a brand new television series, a new movie out as well. Lots going on in the world of our friend Jonathan Scheck, who joins us on this Monday afternoon. How have you been?
I've been all right, man. How you been?
I'm doing all right for an old timer, yeah. We're getting a little snow here in the Northeast. I think we've had either snow or ice three of the last 4 days. So,
you know, it snowed this morning here in Nashville.
Wow.
Yep. One of my buddies out in Los Angeles said, how's the weather in Nashville? And I was like, well, we had a week where we were snowed in. And then the last 4 days have been raining. And he's like, yeah, survive. See you later. I'm going to Hawaii.
Ouch. Ouch. All right, I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but man, I was pulling so hard for your Ravens.
I know. They just, you know, it's interesting. It's very simple. The Chiefs know what they're doing.
Yeah, barely. Yeah, I would say so.
And the Ravens just kept, instead of calmly taking care of business, they were too anxious and young.
Yeah, I think we saw that with a couple of those late mistakes that Zay Flowers made. But they're a good team. They'll be back. We've got a little rooting interest here because Patrick Ricard, the big fullback, played here at the University of Maine.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
He's great. We love him up here.
You know, the one thing, like guys like that, you want him to win the championship,
you know? Yeah.
Like that guy's, he's such a hard worker and love to see him win.
I did not have a good day because I was pulling for a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl, so I got shut out.
Yeah, me too. After the Ravens lost, I was like, well, at least the Lions will be in there.
Yeah.
And then they blew it the second half.
Yeah, maybe take that 3 points when you got a chance for it.
Hey, I thought the same thing. That was it, right?
Yeah.
The whole game shifted right there.
Right, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some really great things that are happening in your life, a brand new TV series, Blue Ridge, coming later in the spring in April. This was a film that you did a couple of years ago. How did the film turn into a TV series?
Well, the whole journey of this has been just incredible. I left Los Angeles and kind of left everything behind. I really kind of like reestablished everything on the inside of me when I did that. So I left my representation, everyone, and I contacted a handful of people that I've worked with in the past, and they said, I need help getting work. And one of them, Nick Gonzalez, said, I have this producer named Gary Wheeler. You have got to talk to him. The way they're making movies and everything, I think you'd really love it. And I got a call from Gary Wheeler, and he sent me a script called Blue Ridge. He offered me the role of the lead, which was about a sheriff who left Los Angeles and moved to a small town in the South.
Wow. That sounds like fate, huh?
I know. And it's just before COVID hit. And, you know, when we made it, you know, we made it. It was a tight budget. You know, we moved fast. I loved my director, Brent Christie. I just loved these people. Like, I just fell madly in love with them. And that's not always the case when you make a movie. It's tough to make a movie. And they made it worthwhile. And that's what Nick Gonzalez was telling me, is like, these people are special. Like, this energy that they make movies around is something that you are, Jonathan. So we made that movie, and then we were talking, me and Gary, we were talking. I told him, I was like, we should do this into a TV series. But I'm sure they had thought about that prior. And I heard rumblings, and it was COVID, so everything was shut down. And then I think it was just before Christmas, and Gary was like, listen, we brought it up with the network, and they want to make it into a television series. And they want to use – no, he goes, they want to make Blue Ridge into a television series. And I said, do they want to use me?
Well, they not only brought you back, but brought back Sarah Lancaster, and you guys have such great chemistry together.
Man, let me tell you, when the camera rolls, that is two professional, like really professional actors, and we make magic when it rolls. And she has the same mentality that I do. Is like, when that camera rolls, maybe because we're older and we made film, like when they made movies, when that camera rolled, it was precious. You know, nowadays it's digital, so it's not as precious. But when they rolled film, like you had to make magic happen. And that's what me and Sarah do. We make magic happen, man. I'm telling you, we really do.
Well, and you got a great cast as well. Bruce Boxleitner, I see, and A. Martinez. You got some really talented folks. Aaron Cahill on board as well, it sounds like.
Yeah, great group of support. They come in and they just make this series stronger and stronger, each one of them. And then we got Ethan Embry from That Thing You Do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got Ethan to come out to do episode 6. I got Max Martini to come out, Michael O'Hearn. Just a great group of, you know, guest stars, people that, you know, came out for one episode. Just we built this thing together because I really believed in them and I wanted to make this series something special. So.
Well, it's coming up in April on the Cowboy, let me make sure I get it right, Cowboy Way Fast Channel, which I looks like if you have a Roku TV, you ought to be able to get it. I think if you have Hulu, a bunch of the streaming services, if you want it, you'll find it. It's out there.
That's exactly what they told me. They said on the day in every different city, it's a fast channel. So it's the Roku. If you have Roku, you have to have a smart TV and Roku and you're good to go. And so I don't know how to promote, like, it's not Roku. If you really have a trouble getting to it, you can go to the Cowboy Way. It's the network is INSP. It won't air on that until 3 months later. But these fast channels are the way. You know, I can't tell you. I know you feel the same way. Like, they'll put a game on and you're like, I have to subscribe to this.
Oh, yeah.
Watch
yeah.
This game? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? And then the next series comes on and you're like, I gotta watch it. I gotta subscribe to this too. It's like, it's become too much. So I'm really happy that I get to promote something that everyone can watch and they don't have to, you know, people don't mind watching those commercials, you know, and it's less commercials than it would be a network television. So.
And you didn't have to travel too far, right? Did I read that you shot this in North Carolina?
Shot this in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, it's only like a 40-minute plane ride. And, you know, I have little kids. And I told my reps, I was like, after COVID, and it was just like, I don't know if I'm going to be okay working far away. Like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know, me and Jeffrey are like, we got little ones and we always want to be home, but we know that we have to work, you know. And I got so lucky that Gary, and the network and everyone was so supportive as me as a father that I got to go home on Friday to be with my family on the weekends.
It sure sounds like this decision that you made to go back, go to Nashville, settle in there, focus on family first. And maybe this is a lesson for a lot of us here. You know, when you prioritize family and doing the right thing, good things naturally follow.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I got my thinking in order in the right line. And when I did that, I stopped worrying, you know, stopped being afraid. I had full faith in where it was going to lead me. And my family was the most important thing. And, you know, my wife comes out after during the middle of filming the movie, and she was acting so weird. I was like, what is wrong with you? And she goes, I'm pregnant.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when we had, that's when I knew Lily Jo was going to come into the world. Now, Lily Jo is 3 years old. Whew. That lets you know how long we shot it. And then we shot the series last year. The strike kind of pushed us back. And I think we're getting in the writer's room for season 2 in mid-February. You know, everything's not solid, but there's a lot of hope that we're going to get the second season. People are going to love the first season, and they're going to fall in love with Justin Wise, my character, and it's going to be great.
That's fantastic. You also have a new movie out as well. I haven't seen it yet, but boy, it's getting great reviews. You and Heather Graham, based on an H.P. Lovecraft work, Suitable Flesh. It looks like from the trailer and what I've read that this must have been a blast to film.
Yeah, it was so much fun. You know, they called me up and they told me what they wanted to do. H.P. Lovecraft. So they wanted to switch all the genders. So the boys were girls and the girls were boys. And I was like, wow, you know, we did that in acting class. That was one of the things we would do in acting class. We would switch up roles. And I thought that was always a challenge. And then when I realized it was going to be Heather, how did me and Heather Graham not starring in a movie together in the 90s?
Yeah.
Like you
yeah.
would have thought maybe Heather would have been in a movie by now. So I've always wanted to work with her. We've been friends for quite a long time. I knew it was a safe environment to go to. It was H.P. Lovecraft was a comic, cosmic horror. It's zany, it's twisted, it's a little campy. And we had so much fun filming these scenes. I posted one of these scenes recently. I tell you, it was probably the most fun I've ever had filming before.
Well, it looks like a whole lot of fun. And boy, you're getting great reviews as well.
Yeah, we got great reviews. It opened at the Tribeca Film Festival. And ever since then, on Rotten Tomatoes, it was like, it was the way they marketed it and the way that people received it was, you know, they told you exactly what it was. Mm. So if you were outside that box, you wouldn't like the movie. But if you're inside that box and you read, you know exactly how they're selling it, what they're selling it to, you know, those people love it. And the audiences, when they watch it together, you know, just they have fun. It's like a roller coaster ride, you know?
We're talking to our friend Jonathan Scheck here on Downtown. Man, I tell you, you've been doing some work, whether it was to get ready to play Justin Wise, the former Green Beret, but dude, you are ripped these days.
Well, a good friend of mine, Michael O'Hearn, came out. And he was a guest star on Blue Ridge, and we've been friends for 30 some years. Now he's 4-time Mr. Universe. He is a legend in the bodybuilding community. And when the strike hit, I thought, man, I'm going to go crazy. I need to focus on something. And I was like, you know, there's a contest up the street, Mike. Would you train me for it? And he was like, how many weeks we got? And I said, 5.5. And he goes, let's do it. I went up for a bodybuilding contest, which I've never done before. I trained exactly like he told me. I dieted 100%. I almost got 100% on every single day. And I showed up on the day, and I beat the 5-time champ.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah.
It was awesome. Over 50, though.
Hey, that's it. Nothing to feel bad about when you look as great as you do. How's your beautiful family doing?
Oh, man. We got to spend a week in the snow and got to go sledding. And my little girl got to play in the snow for the first time. And that was just magical, you know?
Well, I love seeing the pictures, the videos you post with your kids. You obviously love being a dad more than anything in the world, and that comes through. So we're so happy for you. It's nice to see good guys finish first once in a while and have all these good things happen in your life.
I appreciate that so much. You know, I want people to know that, you know, their life can turn around like this too. You just got to find that belief inside yourself. Get rid of all the naysayers. And the nose, you know, and let we're going to hear him. You got to fall down. You got to get back up, just like the Ravens.
Hey, they're not playing anymore. You're going strong. So I think you're doing a little better than they are right now.
Yeah. I did push my father's trip. He's coming out to see my mom and my dad are coming out. I pushed it one day because he was going to leave right when the Super Bowl was. Now, right
now you got a weekend free you didn't want to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, John, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations again. We'll look for Blue Ridge coming in April to Cowboy Way. You can get more information. If you're not following Jonathan on social media, you ought to do it. You're a great follow there. Keep up with what's going on. Check out Suitable Flesh. That is streaming in a whole bunch of places and see the terrific work that Jonathan's doing. It's great to talk with you again, my friend.
Great to talk. Thanks for having me so much.
Bet. Hey, oh, but before I let you go, too, have you read the new book by your buddy Rich Chismar?
I have not.
Oh, man, is that good. It's a follow-up, a sequel to his last one, and wow, is it intense.
Well, I grew up where that book is written.
I know, I know.
He stole a lot of stuff from me, in this case. But it's freaky to read his books were, because I know everything he's talking about, so it kind of freaks me out. There's a little truth behind all of it too.
Yeah, it's not a book you want to read late at night, I can tell you that.
Yes,
it's great.
And he's a great reader, one of the best, I think.
He sure is. Jonathan, good to talk with you again. Be well. Good luck with the series, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Talk soon. Thanks you.
That's Jonathan Schecka. Again, the new series Blue Ridge coming in April, and the movie streaming everywhere right now called Suitable Flesh. 18 minutes after.